Hello and welcome to the podcast. I know I said I was restarting it, but I'm really struggling to find time to record even this simple podcast. I decided to drop the current email service provider I was using, my autoresponder, and migrate to a new one. And it's become a lot more time intensive than I was expecting. And the reason for dropping my old service provider and moving to a new one is simply due to cost. I really like GetResponse, which was my previous service provider. But once you cross 1,000 subscribers on cumulative across all of your email lists, your costs start going up. And even if you're not making enough in sales to cover those costs, it just goes up. I was talking with someone that's got a list of, I think he said he was getting close to 100,000 people in GetResponse, and he's paying almost $400 a month. Now, he's making the money to cover that. Good for him. But why? I don't see the point to that. So I started looking around, and I found another service provider that no matter how big your email list gets, it's just one monthly subscription. And the bonus of that, one thing I liked about GetResponse, is that it has a page builder built in. Well, the new service I joined has a page builder as well, and I've noticed those pages load faster than the GetResponse pages. And I've done some Google PageSpeed Insight testing against both with very similar pages. And yes, the new service, LeadsLeap, that I'm using is loading faster. And that's just fantastic. There's also chances to earn money within the LeadsLeap system. You can sign up as a free member. And you still get the unlimited list size, but you can only have 10 different email lists. And you still get the page builder, everything. The only things that you really don't get is you have to be a subscription member in order to have access to the autoresponder function, which right now it's like $3 a month more expensive than what I was paying for GetResponse. But once my list grows again, then it'll be cheaper in the long run. So that's what I'm looking for. I will leave a link to my new page in the show notes. And I just want to thank you for continuing to support me by listening. Even though I don't put out nearly enough, I'm working on getting better at that. It's just, life has a way of getting in the way. You know, it's not really an excuse. I just haven't made creating the podcast a priority, and I need to fix that. Well, you all have a wonderful day, and thank you for listening.